This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The federal government shut down. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's the fault of congressional Democrats.
44 Senate Democrats voted to reject a clean, nonpartisan continuing funding resolution to keep the United States government open. The Democrats said instead that they wanted to give health care to illegal aliens instead of keeping critical services provided for the American citizens.
House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says that's just not true.
Federal law prohibits the use of Medicare, Medicaid, the Children's Health Insurance Program, and the Affordable Care Act to provide health insurance in any way, shape, or form to undocumented immigrants. Period. Full stop. That's the law. And Democrats aren't trying to change that.
He says Democrats are holding out for health care subsidies that will go to millions of U.S. citizens. Walmart today says it plans to remove synthetic food dyes from its store brands by January 2027. 69 people killed in a strong earthquake in the Philippines. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Tad Allen. A Madison area priest accused of child sex crimes stood mute in Waupaca County Court Tuesday. Andrew Showers had not guilty pleas entered on his behalf. Showers is accused of driving to Clintonville to meet up with a 14-year-old girl for sex, but that girl was in fact an undercover police officer. Wisconsin's sole nuclear power plant secures federal approval to continue operating for years to come. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved subsequent license renewal for Point Beach Nuclear Plant Units 1 and 2, extending operations through 2050 and 2053, respectively. And a very lucky kitten is getting adopted after being found inside the hood of a car at Fox Valley Technical College. Campus security was able to catch the kitten after it scampered inside a second vehicle. The owner of that vehicle, a student in the college's bakery program, adopted the kitten and named her Pumpernickel.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers on Max FM.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving. Possible. Hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Down a drink that never would come to me. Working on while other stations play the greatest songs for napping. We're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits. 99.7 Max FM.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. Emily, it is Wednesday, halfway through the work week at 8:13. And, you know, October's here already. I just can't believe it. Where did summer go? It still feels like it out there.
I know. It super feels like summer out there. In fact, I think people are wearing shorts and going barefoot.
I do, and, you know, that's kind of the comfort of being in the studio, is no one really knows what Dave is wearing, and that's kind of the cool part, and it's great news if you love the smell of feet. The new hot trend at work is no shoes allowed. All right, hang on, kicking the shoes off right now, I'm reading this, and everyone thinks I'm joking. Nope, I just kicked the shoes off. They're over by the fireplace. Fortune magazine just did a big story.
We're not joking about this. Literally, I was just going to say, Fortune magazine just did a big story on it. And also, The Guardian says it's happening in England, too. More and more companies are banning shoes at work, especially startups. You can wear socks, slippers, or go barefoot, but leave your shoes at the door. So I haven't read further yet, but I feel some feelings about this. One, I love it. First of all, I think it's great to feel casual and comfortable when you're in the workplace. Two, there might have something to do with like hygiene here. I'm not sure, like as far as like not bringing in the street on your shoes.
Right.
But walking barefoot at the same time, then we need to be thoughtful about that too. So I like the idea of like maybe indoor shoes and outdoor shoes. Like when my kids went to preschool, there was a set of indoor shoes and a set of outdoor shoes. So they dropped the shoes at the door and all the littles had, you know, slippers or flip-flops or something, and they would put those on and that's what they'd have inside. So I kind of like that idea, but barefoot, yeah, maybe not.
Well, so maybe not. And it's not to avoid vacuuming. The idea is it makes the office feel more relaxed and collaborative. It makes people less anxious. Tech companies in Silicon Valley have been apparently doing this for years. So, would you want to work in a place where people's feet are free to breathe? Some think the no-shoes approach sounds nice, but Emily, not everyone's convinced.
They are not. One expert told Fortune it comes with some pros and cons. It could create awkwardness because, here we go, hygiene issues. Quote, what feels casual for some might feel unprofessional or even uncomfortable for others. So a couple of feelings here. I think that's true. I think there should be choices. You know what I mean? Not like banning shoes seems weird, although unless it's about like bringing, you know, keeping things clean. Like a lot of, you know, in a lot of homes, you take your shoes off at the door. Why would that be any different, right? Why would you bring in all the street yuck into the office? But it's not like you're sitting on the floor working on your laptop, but maybe you are. I don't know. You know, there's the workplace environment has definitely changed in the last couple of decades. But at the same time, I think it would just be cool to have like a choice, right? Like to just say, if you don't want to, or if you want indoor shoes, great. You know, you should do that. But if people are mixing it up and you're having shoes that are coming in dirty from the street and then other people barefoot, that's where things I think get a little hanky. So I don't know. I think indoor shoes sound fun. I think a lot of people express themselves with funky socks. And I think that could be a fun way to show off your crazy socks. Or fun slippers. I mean, imagine if someone was in a suit and then had some like fuzzy, like unicorn slippers or something. It could be super cool. It could be a really fun way to like, again, kind of relax a little bit in the workplace, keep it a little more casual. But, you know, it just depends. Like I agree with both sides of this. I'm on the fence.
Yeah. And I totally get that. I mean, you start thinking about the hygiene issues. I mean, I can see the indoor versus the outdoor shoes. I totally get that. And especially in wintertime, it's nice to leave the boots outside the door and not track all the muck into the studio. And so that part, I definitely appreciate. I don't want someone's smelly feet, though. I mean, putting your feet up on the desk at work, probably not the greatest idea. Oh, wait, check your messages, Emily. I'm all in for this.
Will do. So. I wonder what I'm going to see.
Yeah, I wonder what you're going to see.
Hey, you know what? That's your desk, man. Do with it what you want. But yep. I see a socked foot on a desk. Beautiful. I think it's great to relax, especially if you spend time like in your office kind of more often without being surrounded by a lot of other people sharing space. Go for it. Do whatever, man.
You know, that is from the studio, though.
Oh, I know. And I know other people share that space, but that is your space. You made it. So you know what? You're in there a lot. I think you should be able to kick back, be comfortable.
Well, and it's funny because one day I was in here and I didn't have my shoes on because I was just didn't feel like wearing shoes. And that one day I don't put the shoes on. Here comes somebody walking in and I'm sitting here barefoot. And I'm like, oh, good morning. You know, I didn't expect that. And I'm like, yes, I was comfortable in the office, but it was within the confines of my office. And that's one of the parts I love about working here is we can dress comfortably. I mean, the fact that I'm wearing shorts to work, it's so great. You know, granted, it's going to be almost 80 degrees today, as we just heard Sean Cable a few minutes ago. But it's nice being able to be comfortable. So I get the concept. But I do think there has to be some things in place, like you said, not walking barefoot. That's just not sanitary.
Yeah, there's some things to think about. We'd love to have your opinion. We always love to hear from you folks. So what do people think about it? Shoes or no shoes at work, or options, or indoor shoes? Show off your fancy slippers, you know, all of the above. There could be plenty of things. You know, I'm one of those people that find myself barefoot without even thinking about it. Like, I think I just unconsciously take my shoes off, especially when it's hot out, right? If you're wearing sandals, like I find myself like all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my sandals are over there. And weird, I don't even remember doing that. Always been one of those people who, you know, I don't want to sleep with socks on and stuff like that, my feet outside of the covers. So, see, I think feet are a very sensitive part, you know, of our system and our nervous system and our, you know, all the things. So, and they often feel really tired. So sometimes it's nice to let them, you know, relax in their way. So I think there's not a lot of, you know, options here, but we'd love to hear from you. Please let us know. You can give us a little voice memo about shoes or no shoes in the workplace. How do we feel about this?
Yes, text us and let us know via the free Civic Me app play for Max. Mouse tap on text and let us know your thoughts on shoes or no shoes at work. All callers will remain anonymous. And I'm waiting for someone to send us feet picture this morning. I almost see that forthcoming, but
oh yeah,
who knows?
It's happening. I'm sure it's going to.
I'm sure. I'm almost sure of it, but we'll see what happens. You can always text us via the free Civic Media app. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:40. We're going to celebrate calendar days for the 1st of October.
Oh, I like it. There's one on here that we're going to be cheering for.
Yes.
Yep. It's already happening. Oh, there's good ones. All right, great. I look forward to this. We'll see you in a few.
Yeah, I'm going to celebrate one of these, so that's all I'm going to say. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Coming up, we are going to have Lick Our Community Calendar. That's brought to you by Pizza Ranch and Baraboo and music by Simple Minds and Madonna on Max FM. Hungry for a deal that will make your taste buds dance? Swing by Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. This month, grab a large specialty pizza for just $12.99 or two medium pizzas for $22. Got little ranch hands? Kids eat free on Tuesday nights. And don't forget, Thursday is wing night. Saucy, spicy, and oh so delicious. Find Pizza Ranch at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo or give them a call at 608-448-2215. That's Pizza Ranch, where every bite is a home run.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's time for the 11th annual Fall Festival Brat Fry and Bake Sale from People Helping People in downtown Baraboo. This will be happening on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy delicious pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, or all beef franks, and your purchase will support the Holiday Adoptive Family Food Distribution Program, which supplies low-income families with all the groceries they need to complete Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner. Again, this Fall Festival from People Helping People will be on Saturday from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo. Also on Saturday the 4th, it's time for the Sauk Prairie FFA Fall Harvest Festival. This is a full day of small town charm, local flavors, and family fun. Start your morning off with the Farmer's Breakfast and Coffee Truck. That's going to be from 7 until 10 a.m. Then Brown is a huge farmer's market from 7 a.m. until noon. Music begins at 11:30, runs until 1 p.m. Kids will enjoy free pumpkins while supplies last and rides on tractors, wagons, and UTVs. Concession stand will be open from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. and explore an impressive display of vehicles and machinery from grape harvesters to fire trucks. All the details for this event can be found at saukprairieffa.com/harvestfest. This again is going to be on Saturday, October 4th from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Sauk Prairie FFA Alumni Park. And as always, you can see the full community calendar at our website, max.fm. And if you have an event you want added, send an email to info@max.fm.
my feeling will win in the end. I won't harm you or touch your defenses. Vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone dancing.
Hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 8:27 on Wednesday morning. Don't forget to check out our big deal of the day over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Two tickets to Macabre 13. Macabre Theater Group presents its 13th annual Halloween collection of plays. Macabre 13 reunited, and it feels so cool. Tickets are just $7 over at Max FM. BigDeals.com. Shop local and save big. Madonna on Max FM.
Love.
and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:30 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. Today, you have a chance to have coffee with a cop. Join your neighbors and police officers for coffee and a conversation. This is taking place from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Starbucks right here in Baraboo. The mission of Coffee with a Cop is to break down the barriers between police officers and the citizens that they serve by removing agendas and allowing opportunities to ask questions, voice concerns, and get to know the officers in our community. If you'd like to attend, head over to Starbucks between 9 and 11 today for Coffee with a Cop. Coming up, a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
All aboard! It's pumpkin train time at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway in Wisconsin Dells. Every Saturday and Sunday in October, enjoy the beautiful Wisconsin Dells countryside, and all the kids get a free pumpkin with the ride. Tickets are going fast, so buy online today at DellsTrain.com. That's DellsTrain.com. Great family memories are made at the Riverside and Great Northern Railway.
Fast, reliable, affordable. Most internet services don't give you all three, but U.S. Cellular Home Internet does. A trio in perfect harmony. Fast speeds, a solid network, and just $39.99 a month when bundled with a wireless plan. Built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. And with our fastest 5G Plus plan, get a $200 gift card. Visit Cell Plus, your local authorized agent for U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and Mauston.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. It is Wednesday, so not a whole lot going on, but we do have the Baraboo vs. Holman homecoming game on Friday, while JV2 plays on Thursday and JV plays on Monday. This was Killian with your Max FM Sports Report.
The Packers reevaluate. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers having their bye week. After losing to the Browns last week, how are they reacting to Sunday night's game with the Cowboys ending in a tie? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Right now, it feels like kind of like a kick in the gut. It definitely feels more like a loss than anything else. I think what's disappointing is when you have opportunities to win games, which we had an opportunity in both games to win the game. And when you don't win the game, it's disappointing.
College football, following losses to Alabama and Maryland, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Michigan on Saturday. Luke Fickell.
We know we have to get better. There's a process to getting better. We have to see some of those steps to getting better. But there's no way of doing it if you can't stay together and you can't keep your mind in a going in a direction. I can always say positive, but going in a direction that gives us a chance to get better.
That's the Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. Turn your bathroom into something spectacular, interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Broken hearts, lies.
Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave Nemley going on 8:40 on your Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Partly sunny with a high near 80. Tonight will be mostly cloudy with a low of 54. On Thursday, sunny, a high of 84. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low of 60. On Friday, it's going to be sunny and hot with a high of 88. Looking at the homecoming Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 63. Saturday, sunny, a high of 86. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 84. Shower chances return on Sunday night into Monday. And we'll take a further look at that extended forecast later on this week. Currently, it is 54 degrees outside the Weicker Great Day building and the Max FM studios in downtown Baraboo. We do want to take a moment, remind everyone about our big deal of the day over at MaxFM, bigdeals.com. Shop local, save big, Today, we have a new item in the store. We're offering 50% off two tickets to Macabre Theater 13. Those tickets are just $7 today for a pair of tickets, no code required. The Creative Alliance of Bear Brook presents its 13th annual Halloween collection of plays, Macabre 13. Reunited, and it feels so good. Two tickets to Macabre 13 to be presented at Circus Road Museum Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th at 7 p.m. As a reminder, this is live theater with a PG-13 rating due to some adult language and content. Tickets can be used either October 17th or 18th. Again, Macabre Theater 13, just $7 today only. Shop local, say big at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Emily, it is October 1st, and we have so many interesting calendar days today.
Yeah, we do. October 1st is a really special day. I wanted to do a shout out, the very first one, to National Fire Pup Day. National Fire Pup Day on October 1st honors the canine members of America's fire departments. Dogs have historically worked, lived, and slept alongside members of local fire departments. Although most people only associate Dalmatians with firefighting, there are actually many different breeds that do this kind of thing. And they're not just companion animals either. Many of these pups actually work fires and their aftermath participating in search and rescue missions. There's a long, interesting history surrounding fire pups. So if you want to learn more, definitely check that out. I love that. I think that, you know, dogs work hard every day. Sometimes they have jobs to take care of their humans. Sometimes they have jobs to help humans take care of other humans and other disasters. So we do appreciate that. So that was my favorite. Dave, what do you see?
All right. There are so many to choose from. One of them that I do want to mention is National Pumpkin Seed Day today. It serves as a reminder of this yummy delight. As we eat pumpkin seeds through the month of October, there's some great health benefits with them as well. So make sure you enjoy those pumpkin seeds. I know I love roasted pumpkin seeds. It's one of those that I have a bag of them sitting on the kitchen counter. It's one of my favorite food items. It's a great snack item. It's something that's easy to eat, quick, and it is healthy. One of the other ones I saw, and this ties in with one we'll wrap up with a little bit later, but is National Coffee Day with a Cop, and it's observed the first Wednesday in October, and it's so community can foster relationship between civilians and their police officers. Officers hear from the community about their concerns, and it's a one-on-one conversation. We do have an opportunity to participate in the Bear Brew area with that today between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. over at Starbucks. We'll have some local Bear Brew police officers over there today, so it is National Coffee Day with a Cop, Emily.
Oh, I love that. Buy a cup of coffee. They probably deserve a break today. I think I just pulled like two McDonald's statements. That's just ingrained in my brain from like the, I don't know, early 90s maybe. You deserve a break today. That was the McDonald's theme. Some of those things were really, really pushed hard back then and they just stayed in there. So it's also World Vegetarian Day, which you can still have coffee even if you're a vegetarian. I used to be a vegetarian. Unknown fact.
I learned something today.
Yeah, I was in high school. It was great. And I still honestly lean towards vegetables, probably over meat, but protein is good for you. So depending on how and why you decide to be a vegetarian, if you are only eating vegetarian, make sure to get your B6 and B12 because you do still need those vitamins in your body. But vegetables are delicious and I absolutely love them. I also love homemade cookies. I have such fond memories of being a little girl and making cookies. Grew up, made cookies with both my kids. Cookies are a tough one, though. I got to say, you get them done. They're in the oven. You're so excited. It starts to smell good. And there's that like 3 seconds that like they're perfect or burnt. And like I seem to put them back in. I'm like, okay, they only need 30 seconds. And then they come out a little bit burnt. But they're still delicious. So if you have a chance to slow down and make some cookies with your kids, with your grandparents, with your parents, with yourself, however you enjoy making cookies, it is a really nice process that is very relaxing to do. It's also National Black Dog Day. There's a gorgeous picture of a very, very shiny, short-haired, maybe lab-looking dog that we get served up with our calendar days, and he is beautiful. One more I wanted to talk about before we went to the big one was National Hair Day. I like that. So if you are having a good hair day, a bad hair day, a headphone hair day, a haircut on the schedule day, or whatever you got going on, celebrate your hair. You know, hair is a big, big part of our lives, how it looks, how it feels, how it makes us feel. So celebrate that. Give your hair a little extra love today. let the conditioner stay in a little longer. Whatever you do, give it an extra little brush or a special style because it is National Hair Day. Now, Dave, I have a question for you. This is a food one. Sake. Do you like it? It's World Sake Day.
Never have had it.
No way. Oh, I think you'd like it.
I've never had it, believe it or not. I know it's shocking.
You like sushi, though, right?
I have never had sushi.
What? Oh, I thought we already had this conversation. All right.
No.
All right. That's the end of that. We're going for sushi and sake. I don't love sake, but Rob does. So he can take you out for sushi and sake. It's a delicious combo. It's definitely an acquired taste, or it's just one you just like or you don't. I try to like it, but, try again. It doesn't work out. The big one today, though, is... I'm going to leave that to you, Dave, because this is one of your favorite things.
It is International Coffee Day today. It takes place on October 1st every year. And we think about coffee making, its journey from tropical Africa to the breakfast mugs of households across the world. Coffee beans have been scattered all over the world for over 600 years, and their preparation for consuming is a great example of metamorphosis. And humanity has been preparing coffee for many presentations, drinks, candies, medicine, and much, much more. We know that coffee energizes us and gets us going on our days. We're so lucky to have some great coffee places right here in Baraboo. I look out the window and I see our good friends over at Powerline Coffee Company. And their open sign was on before 7, so I'm wondering if they were open early today. And I know that they have a new coffee to support one of the great organizations in our community, Jane's Journey Home for Dogs. Go check that out. I am heading over there this morning to try that coffee out. That is on my to-do list this morning. So definitely go say hi to the crew.
Oh, I love
that.
They've got. I didn't know they had a coffee specifically to partial funds or something go to Jane's Journey Home.
Yep, that is their charity of the month that they're working with.
Oh, I love that. That makes me love them even more. They're so lovely. When we were doing our fundraiser for Hope House, Andy came on up and got on the radio with us and then took our coffee order and came back with delicious lattes. It was like magic. So we really, really appreciate them. We're very lucky. They're right across the street from us. I would be remiss to say it is International Music Day. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It's International Music Day, folks. Whatever that means to you, if it's just a day to make music, play music, 1974, the International Music Council declared that International Music Day would be celebrated on October 1st every year. So if you don't play music, then just enjoy it by, getting together with some people and listening to music. Back in the day, people used to just sit around in a room and listen to records. So if that's something you can spend your time doing today, still, that would be awesome. Or just get in your car. Play your favorite CD if you still do it like that, or put on your Bluetooth and go ahead and stream or however you do stuff. But enjoy music today because honestly, it makes every atmosphere I'm in better. So
it does. Enjoy. And that's such a part of my life. It's always been part of my life. I did a lot of musical things when I was much younger, everything from vocal to instruments. And so it's always been part of my life. And obviously, I love listening to music. That's why I work in radio as well. So always look forward to that. So it's one thing that has always been part of my world. And so, yeah, you know, I just listen to some great music right here all day long. As a reminder, in about 10 minutes, we're going to have our next keyword for the Go for the Green and Gold Multi-State Text to Win contest, brought to you by State Farm Insurance agent Chris Stanton, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster and Back Road Baraboo Motors. I will give that keyword out a couple minutes after 9 o'clock, so make sure you have the free Civic Media app installed, ready to go. We want you to have a chance to win in our multi-state text to win contest daily drawing for $200 cash and gold jewelry and to be entered into our grand prize drawing to see Green Bay and Minnesota in November, indoor club level tickets. So make sure you have that free Civic Media app installed and ready to go. Emily, you'll be back with me tomorrow morning, 7:10 for your favorite day of the week.
Thursday, but that's tomorrow. Let's first enjoy our Wednesday, listen to some music, have some coffee, give your hair a little extra zhuzh today, and just enjoy this summer weather, everybody. Happy Wednesday. See you tomorrow.
Happy Wednesday. See you tomorrow. I'm heading out to get some coffee for a few minutes. I'll be back with you a little after 9 o'clock. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry.
Today's big deal of the day. Two tickets to Macabre 13 reunited and it feels so cool at Circus World Museum Friday, October 17th and Saturday, October 18th. Enjoy hilarious Halloween-themed, locally written short plays featuring your favorite creepy characters. The show starts at 7 p.m. and is rated PG-13 for some adult themes. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and purchase a pair of tickets for just $7. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Experience the thrill of racing around one of the highest peaks in the Dells area on the all-new Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. Get ready for breathtaking views and heart-pounding excitement as you experience the beauty of Wisconsin Dells in a whole new way. Or take a star-filled nighttime ride because the coaster is open from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day. Go to WisconsinDellsMountainCoaster.com today to order tickets and find out more about this unique family fun adventure today. Use promo code MAXFM for 10% off your ride.
Hi friends, Craig here from the Baraboo Fresh Market. Celebrate Apple Fest savings all week. Sunrise Orchards, Honeycrisp apples, just $1.99 a pound, or a 3-pound bag of Cortland or McIntosh, only $2.99, and Bakery Fresh apple pies, just $5.99. In the meat department, American-based Seaboard Farms, boneless pork sirloin roast, $1.99 a pound, and certified Angus beef boneless chuck roast, $6.99 a pound. Fall flavors, friendly service, and big savings at the Baraboo Fresh Market, 935 8th Street.
Whether it's day or night, hot flashes due to menopause can be unpredictable. That's why there's Veozah, a prescription treatment proven to reduce the number and severity of hot flashes day and night that can start working in as early as 1 week. Based on clinical studies measuring efficacy at 4 and 12 weeks, individual results may vary. Talk to your healthcare provider about what this may mean for you. For moderate to severe vasomotor symptoms or hot flashes and night sweats due to menopause, Veozah can cause serious side effects, including liver problems. Your doctor will do blood tests before and during treatment. Stop Veozah and call your doctor if you have symptoms of liver problems, such as feeling more tired than usual, decreased appetite, nausea, vomiting, itching, yellowing of the eyes or skin, pale stool, dark urine, or stomach pain. Don't use Veozah if you have cirrhosis, severe kidney problems, kidney failure, or take CYP1A2 inhibitors. Ask your doctor about Veozah. To learn more, call 1-866-239-1637 or go to Veozah.com. That's Veozah.com, paid for by Stellus Pharma.
WRPQ Baraboo, W279EG Reedsburg.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets? You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on, get paid.
And all that glitters is gold.
Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media men beg to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star, get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star, get the show on.